Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Wake him up.
Let's wake up.
Wake up. Let's go. It's time.
I don't really want to.
I really don't want to, honestly.
Nothing like starting the day off with a little procrastination.
It's too early.
It is way too early for this, guys.
Wait, there's more.
More?
Yes, yes, more.
I'm trying to do a morning show.
This show's broken, has not even begun yet.
Good.
This show's unairable.
Well, I think it's a lot of BS.
Already?
Okay, let's give the old college try, shall we?
Let's get this show started.
Let's do it. It's Monday morning, Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty, waking you up at 6:10, show number 1,966 officially.
And it's so Monday. Wow, it's Monday.
Yeah. So
such
Monday.
Such a Monday. Wow. Such a Monday. More Monday-ish than any Monday.
It's the worst Monday of all.
It's so Monday, yes.
So Monday.
Oh, my God.
But we should say that your hair looks fabulous.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Got a little cut and color. Yeah. Kind of spruced it up a little bit.
Want to make sure you know that...
It's the little things, Mike. Uh-huh. It's the little things, Morty.
Why don't I know?
Yes, exactly.
So, everybody had a good weekend. We all survived.
We did.
Sad news about Ginsburg, but...
Yeah, I know it, man. You know, and I know, I as a woman, I don't know if you've read about her. You know what she's done over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And when her own husband had cancer, she stepped in. She taught his classes.
Yeah.
She was still trying cases. She was an amazing person.
Mm-hmm.
She was just amazing, man.
Yeah.
I didn't buy it for a minute when I saw her, you know, doing Jane Fonda. I'm fine. I'm fine with her leg weights.
She did do that, didn't she?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She was still doing, like, all of her isometrics and all that stuff.
And politics aside, she's one of those women that I don't think we ever see again in this lifetime.
I don't know. I don't know that we will.
Okay.
You know, and she came from a different time, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Mostly sunny, hazy, smoky.
Yeah.
You look around where you would think it's going to be that, and it's not.
Yeah.
But we're getting the brunt of everything.
We are.
High 100 today, 97 tomorrow, 75 now. Let's do it. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So there were no fans, and it was played at home, their game, but the Philadelphia Eagles were still booed. they piped in the negative crowd noise for fun. And cheers, of course, but it was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, some guy broke into, a no-fan Boston Red Sox game and started just throwing stuff on the field.
Oh.
I got no problem with that. and retired Boston Red Sox player David Ortiz had COVID. He was asymptomatic. However, his brother got it pretty bad, was in the hospital for a week, lost 25 pounds in that time. He's still not doing real well, but he said it's no joke. You don't realize how bad it is until it hits home. So do be vigilant out there. Ellen DeGeneres, she returns today to her talk show. She will address that toxic work environment that people keep talking about.
Uh-oh.
So that will be interesting. I'm sure all eyes will be on that today. Juliana Rancic, Vivica Fox, they usually do the Emmy red carpet. You know, they couldn't do it, though. Both tested positive for COVID as well.
Wow.
But, yeah, I know. But the Emmys went on, and whether you liked them or not, I thought they did a really good job with it. You certainly have to, make do and be clever this day and age. Schitt's Creek won 9 Emmys last night. They broke the record for the most wins by a comedy series in a single series. Everyone won. They won for everything. It swept the acting categories, which no comedy has ever done. Jimmy Kimmel, of course, hosted the show. Winners were presented their awards at home or in other locations. The hazmat suit that they delivered them in looked like a tuxedo. And people are trying to get them now as Halloween costumes because they were pretty cool.
Yeah.
They were very cool. They really were. And they did a good job, though. We can play some highlights from the show in a bit. But I thought they did a good job. They executed it very, very well for what they had to do.
As opposed to what you just did. Here's what they did on the network.
For outstanding directing for a comedy series. Andrew Cividino, Daniel Levy, Creek.
Okay, so.
Well, that's their last name. I don't know why they had to do that.
I don't know either.
S-C-H-I-T-T-S.
Yeah.
That's their last name.
Okay.
That is my take for now, sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's builder and equal housing opportunity builder.
Carla, you started off entertainment with talking about football and yes. the Eagles. Despite the fact that there's nobody at the games, they're right. still being booed in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Here's a sample of that.
Two tall for Zach Ertz. And now fourth down, we'll bring the punt team back on for the Eagles. John Johnson out there in the coverage.
Punts down 21-3 in this game. Wentz off play action looking for the end zone, and it's intercepted. Darius Williams with a diving.
Again, there's nobody in the stands that are being booed.
That's great. I love that they did that.
Yeah.
Oh, that is awesome.
Now, I'm going to assume, and this is going to be a stupid question, the players can hear that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So not just for TV.
It's not like hockey. They yeah. can actually hear it.
No, they can hear it. I think they got a kick out of it, actually.
Okay. And last night, Sunday Night Football,
mm-hmm.
you had the Pats and the Seahawks playing in Seattle, which, by the way, is one of the loudest stadiums mm-hmm. when fans are allowed.
Yeah.
But again, like everywhere else,
yeah.
fans are not allowed. But here's the reaction.
2 seconds, and it comes down to one play. This is it.
Here we go.
Cam is going to take it himself, and he doesn't.
And the crowd goes wild.
35-30, Seattle.
So that was last night, Sunday Night cool. Football.
That was a really good game, too. Jeez.
It was a great game.
Yeah.
Whether a lot of people were there or not.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I love this. It's like one guy in a room with a bunch of buttons.
Uh-huh.
And depending on what happens,
I know.
He hits the right button for the right reaction.
This all ends. I don't know what he's going to do. Maybe, run the elevator somewhere in some high rise or something. I don't know. Look, I can push the button.
And it's going to be weird, but Monday Night Football comes to Vegas.
Yeah.
When our Las Vegas Raiders play their first game over at Legion Stadium. John Schaefer will have more on that in a couple of minutes here.
Cool.
Hey, a first chance to win. Here you go. Ninth caller. The answer's always C. 702-739-9636. Carla, we have Patty on the phone. She's ready to play. The answer is always C for a chance to win that $100 gift card to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. And we got the movie Download for Most Wanted with Josh Hartnett. That courtesy, of course, Map 360. The answer is always C, Patty, so it's pretty obvious.
So you know how to play, Patty, right?
Pretty much.
Okay, good.
Here we
go.
Question number one.
Patty, this is the top male profession that women swipe right on in dating apps the most. Is it A, police, B, trash collector, C, pilot?
Pilot.
Correct, wow. Patty. Good
right.
job.
Number two.
Patty, it's Groundhog Day. This Bill turns 70 today. A, Bill Clinton. B, Bill Tilden. Or C, Bill Murray.
C, Bill Murray.
Good
yes.
job, Patty. One more down to the wire.
And by the way, a great movie.
Yes, it was a good
movie.
Movie. Again and again, a good movie.
All
yes.
Right.
Third and final might be the toughest, Patty. What color is an orange, Patty? Is it A, yellow, B, purple, or C, orange?
I'm going with C, orange.
Yeah,
yes.
Patty. Good job, girl.
I don't know if you can tell, Patty. It is so Monday. So Monday.
I love it.
From the Calair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, you have that $100 gift card to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. And courtesy of Map 360, the download for Most Wanted with Josh Hartnett. It's dinner and a movie for you. So, Patty, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And I know, Carla, this is going to sound weird, but they are our team now.
Yes, they are.
And they're playing tonight. So, can we get a Go Raiders from you?
Go Raiders!
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. Talk or text either way, either number, or the same number. Give us a call, 708, Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up Monday morning. So, we're calling it a So Monday.
Oh, So Monday.
So Monday.
Oh.
So as John talked about last hour, big Monday night for Vegas because it's the first time our Las Vegas Raiders will play here.
Yes.
In Las Vegas, Allegiant Stadium, billion-dollar stadium. Nobody's going to be there. You can't tailgate even outside.
No, don't even try to. Don't be stopping and don't try to do anything because they will clamp down on you, man.
Morty, you had said that a lot of people on I-15 going north or south are going to want to slow down.
Yeah, Clark County said, please don't.
Yeah.
And don't see what they can see.
Yeah, it's a free. You know what? When people do that in your city, do you like it? When people stop on the freeway, don't do it.
We do it all the time when we go somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's fine because we don't live there. But
yeah, no, I don't even do it then. I like to blend in.
Now, aren't they showing the game, though, on that big screen?
Yeah, that's why apparently they're supposed to be showing highlights and everything on the screen.
Well, then don't do that.
Yeah, I know. They shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, they shouldn't be, but
no.
Because
maybe they won't.
Yeah, we don't want people stopping and lollygagging, but we're going to show it on the big screen.
But just the fact that that big screen is going to be turned on, people are going to stop.
Oh, please. Yeah, definitely.
I wonder how many people are going to be tailgating at their house.
I hope they do, you know? I hope they have the flag up and the pop-up
and everything. And the barbecue out in the driveway.
If that's your team, I mean, by golly, why not?
It's going to be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So why not do that?
Football weather at all. Jeez.
Sunshine.
When's our snow bowl?
Hazy, smoky. It's going to be nice. High 100. 97 the high tomorrow. 73 as, who was it, Patty, last hour. Go Raiders. And do we do the Go Raiders go? Or
I think that's really the nice thing.
So what do we say?
You know,
just
I know
Go Raiders?
They're here. Football's different. I still have a team, and they have a perfect record as of now. Perfect record.
God bless you. They haven't won yet.
Nope, they're 0-2, so we have a perfect record.
Go Tigers. Lions,
go
whatever.
Go Lions, yeah.
Steelers.
Oh, same thing, yeah.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yes,
like I said, 73 this morning. Nice out. So
yeah, it is.
Few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it turns out speaking English is the worst language for spreading coronavirus.
What?
Yeah, because our language, there's more spitting in the English language than any other language. So yeah, so be careful out there. You might want to, you know what, grab Rosetta Stone, learn something else, learn another language.
What's the least spitting language?
You know, I don't know what it is. Some of them were listed. French was down there because French isn't a lot of, and it's a smooth language, and there's not a lot of popping, you know.
Okay.
So I know. The pandemic, yes, it is going on. However, Halloween candy sales are way up this year. Way up. But let's be honest, I think that's for us. Not the kids.
Right.
I think that's just for us. But yeah, they're already way up this year. So
and buy early, because if you don't, I have a feeling if you don't this year,
you're going to be stuck with the dots and
candy corn.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, geez. Yeah, so do. Get out there, people. You don't want to have just Mary Jane sitting in your chest. Oh.
Till next year.
Yes. And Walmart. This is very cool. Walmart planning on giving pay raises to 165,000 hourly workers. Assistant managers now make about $21 an hour, while some managers will make $30 an hour. Bakery workers going from $11 an hour to $15 an hour. That's good because Walmart has been accused of in the past not paying enough, just doing things, you know, all sorts of things that just weren't great for their employees. And that's really changed. So good for them. And they've been working hard, harder than ever these past several months. So good for them for doing that. It is Monday. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
It's Carla. Dave's on the phone. Dave, what's going on?
So I'm minding my own business, watching football on Saturday. Our neighbor texts my wife and says, hey, are you home? I've got something for you. I want to bring it over. She says, sure. Joni's going to come over in a few minutes. She's got something for me. And I said, oh, okay. So I'm sitting there, door rings, doorbell rings. The neighbor comes over and says, hey, listen, she's in her 60s. And she says, I've got some old lingerie I thought you might like. So, you know, just look through it and let us know if you like it or not. And Michelle was very nice about it and said, oh, well, thank you very much. Then when she shut the door and she's like, wait, really? Are you kidding me? I got this other woman's underwear, and I said, yeah, just think about it. That guy has seen that woman in that underwear.
Now, Carla, let me ask you, as a woman, is that something that you pass along to your neighbor after you're done with it?
No! You don't! That's just weird. That is just weird.
It's not like I've got leftover cake or something. Here you go.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Or we made too much lasagna.
Right.
But no, there's like one thing that women don't share. First of all, we'll share a bathing suit if we have to.
You will.
If we don't have one, you're going in the water. There's chlorine. That's no problem.
Okay.
But we're not sharing things that touched our fagoo. No, we're not. I don't know. Maybe there are women out there who are like, that's totally cool. Yeah.
Right. Or on the flip side, what's the weirdest thing your neighbor ever thought? You know what? We can't use it anymore.
Yes.
Why don't you take it? We thought, you know what? We should give it to you.
And I know women are a little different when it comes to certain things, but you guys and Dave, what would you think if her husband came over and said, hey, dude, got some underwear and t-shirts and stuff that you might want?
We're moving.
Hey, Friday, whitey's on a Friday night.
Yeah. Exactly. No, try them on, man. See if they fit.
And if they don't, then toss them. If not, they're yours. Anybody else? 702-739-9636. Jeez. Text or call. By the way, did your wife toss them or does she still have them?
To be determined.
Oh my.
Okay, that's hilarious. Yeah, now Dave's like, well, I don't know. I want to see him. I mean, come on.
At least model them.
Yeah.
Honey, you're so much better looking than she is.
Well, I'm telling you, put a little something between you and the drawers, okay?
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Always a phone call away at 702-739-9636. The number you use to talk or text and to reset if you miss David's call or the brunt of the call.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
So the neighbor lady calls and says, hey, I have something for you, and I want to bring it over.
Yeah.
So she comes over, and it's basically a box of her old lingerie.
Yeah.
Oh, for Dave's wife.
Yeah. Undies, people. Bras and undies.
How did Dave put it?
I got this other woman's underwear, and I said, yeah, just think about it. That guy has seen that woman in that underwear.
Yes.
Is that weird?
Yeah. It's like, here you go. Your wife might want it. That's just not, you don't share those things.
So if somebody did that to you.
No, I would say, first of all, no, I don't want it.
You would just outright say no.
Yeah, no, thank you. Though I'm pretty sure 99.9% of my friends would never do that, nor my neighbors.
Okay.
But where does Dave live? Where in the heck is he? Where are you, Dave? In Florida?
What community is that?
Yeah.
It's certainly not in the Republic.
You know what? Don't pay your HOA dues. I'll tell you that. Not this month.
So you would just outright say no, thank you.
No, exactly.
You wouldn't just say... You wouldn't kindly say, oh, thank you, and then, you know.
No, I mean, I really would say, thanks, no, I don't need them.
Right.
But, yeah, and even if they say, no, take them, I would toss them. Because you can't even, they don't even take those at Goodwill.
No.
They don't take your undergarments at Goodwill.
Okay.
So, you know, they don't even take... gently used. So why would I want gently used drawers?
And as you put it, Dave turned the, flipped the book over.
Yes.
What if he came over and said, hey, listen, we're moving or something, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I got a bunch of boxers and some briefs and...
Where are you moving? A nudist colony that you don't need underwear where you're moving to?
I know. Would you grow out of them?
How do people feel about that?
It's 702-739-9636.
Or have you got... that would have to be the most oddest thing.
That would be the oddest.
You would think.
Come on. Who out there is sharing undergarments?
Or if there's something even more weird than lingerie, what has a neighbor brought over and said, hey, listen.
I'm sure there's something more weird, but that's why there's a dishwasher. So I'm just saying, but, you know.
All right, so we're getting the impression that lingerie, used lingerie, is something your next-door neighbor just doesn't bring over to you and say,
no, hey, I got some extra.
Yeah, I'm not going to be using it anymore. It's almost like new. Maybe you can use it. Dave's wife had a neighbor that came over, called us earlier, said, yeah, the neighbor came over, And she said, I want to bring you something here. It's lingerie that I'm not wearing anymore. She's about 60 years old. So she said, maybe you can use it.
There you go. Apparently she's grown out of it in some way, style, whatever. But yeah, no, one of our listeners said, that is just gross. She said, it's just as bad as if someone tried to share their adult toys. You just don't do that.
It's not the thought that counts.
Not in this. No, it's lack of thought in this case. Wow. Really?
And on the flip side, what's the weirdest thing your neighbor or somebody you know tried to give you?
Yeah.
You know, hey, we're getting rid of this. Thought of you. Maybe you can use it.
Yeah.
What about you, Pam?
I had an old neighbor lady. I mean, seriously old, like 60s, 70s. Brought me over a box of tampons.
Oh.
That she had not used them in 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the kind of tampons that had been recalled like a decade previous because they caused toxic shock syndrome.
Yeah, you got to read the box.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So put that down on your list, Carla, of things women don't share.
Yeah, I shall. Thank you. Wow. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, all right. That was kind of scary.
Have a great day. Yeah, Carla said women will share bathing suits and a lot of stuff, but not underwear.
Yeah,
or...
absolutely. Okay. Yes, definitely. Oh, my gosh. Do you want my sponges? If you want to borrow those, I haven't used them in a while. Oh, my gosh. Now, one of our listeners... Thanks. Said, well, I can only imagine how many boxes of used undergarments are going to arrive at the station for Carla this week after saying she doesn't want them. I don't want them.
You're sure?
Do not send them to me, even if they are what I wear, if they are the coolest things on earth. I don't want your panties.
What about hashtag Carla's boobs?
I will leave those exposed if I have to wear your bra. Man,
See, even I learned so much about women
on
this show.
Yes, you do, don't
Boy,
you?
I'll tell you that. Okay. It's Queen.
What's going on?
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
If you don't instantly fall in love with it, you can return it for a full refund.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds? Well, hopefully you practiced over the weekend because the more you say it, the more you win. With the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. By the way, a chance to play a little bit later on this half hour.
Excellent.
All right. 8:07, historic night in Las Vegas. The first time we have a NFL team playing a game in Las Vegas at the beautiful Allegiant Stadium. Where nobody's going to be. You can't tailgate. You can't do this. You can't do that. But
$1 billion.
$1 billion.
Stay away.
It's going to be on TV tonight. So it's the Las Vegas Raiders. Everybody's stoked about it. I put the flag up.
Yeah.
I put the flag. I took the VGK flag down.
Okay. All right.
Put the Raider flag up.
And
I didn't know this. I don't even know if Jody knew this. But we found out, my wife Jody, a big Raider fan, has been for a long time. In the first hour, we played The Answers Always See, and Patty won.
Patty, yeah.
Big Raider fan.
Yes.
And we were trying to figure out if it's Go Raiders or Go Raiders Go. What do we do? Do we start something new?
Right.
And she had texted us just a couple of minutes ago.
Yeah, she said that it's Raiders. That's what it is. There's no Go. None of that.
No Go Raiders Go?
No.
It's like Rebels.
No. That's the Knights. Leave that for them.
Okay.
Leave that for
us. So it's
Raiders. Okay. You gotta hold it.
Oh. Okay.
You gotta hold it for a while. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like we used to do for the Rebels.
Right.
Yeah.
So you put a Raiders flag out?
Yeah.
I know.
Do you not put a Chicago Bears flag out?
I know.
I did Sunday.
He changes for the day. Yeah.
Just gotta make sure.
Listen, just like Carla, sometimes I can go back and forth, too.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm telling you right now, when it comes to my team, it's my team.
Right.
I'm not going back and forth. I'm not switching flags.
All right.
They can play without my flag. I know it's our team, but they can play without my flag. They're going to be shown off to the world tonight on TV.
Well, it's going
to
be a beautiful night for football, although they're playing inside.
It's going to be hot.
Yeah. Sunshine, hazy, smoky on the outside, high 100. Sunshine tomorrow, 97. They say the partly cloudy tonight, 73. But again, they're playing inside. So
they roll
the grass in, and it should be nice. So looking forward to it.
Roll the grass in, roll the grass out.
Here we go. Another take on some entertainment news. Carla has that for you.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, rumor has it that Tom Hardy will be the next James Bond. Daniel Craig will make his last appearance in No Time to Die. That's supposed to come out in November. Never know, but as of now, it's scheduled for November, and that will probably be his last.
Has James Bond ever been killed off?
No.
Or they just switch characters or
no,
actors?
No, but he's never been, when you think he's been killed, he's never been
okay.
killed. No, they just keep updating
the character.
I don't really
or
know
the
why,
actor.
But I mean, they get older and all right. of that, and I think they get tired of playing him. I can't imagine James Bond isn't hard on the body playing that part. Jeez.
I think Tom Hardy's
A good choice.
Yeah,
I think so too.
Really good choice.
I think so too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Jim Caviezel, he says a sequel to The Passion of Christ is in the works. The Passion of Christ Resurrection.
Oh, okay.
So that is it.
Resurrection.
There you go. Yeah. I'm sure he just comes
I
to
was
Earth
just like,
and.
Wait, can't...
Yeah. Just might as well just show up in 2020 and just throw his hands up and. You know what? I'm so done. Let me go back. Let me just go back. Put me back up there. I don't mean to offend, but if he saw what was going on here, oh, man, you people have made a mess.
Yeah.
Robert Plant.
Dad's not going to be happy.
Yeah, exactly. Give me my sandals. I am out of here. I am so out of here, you people. Yes, that's right. Robert Plant, he says he will never escape the shadow of Led Zeppelin. He said no matter what happens, I just have no choice. He said there have been some good variants of another me. But whenever I read a paper or anything that has to do with, me,
right.
it's Led Zeppelin. That's all. He said it's not a bad thing, but I wish people knew that, I did some other things, too.
But you were made famous with Led Zeppelin. That's why they always say former Beatle Paul McCartney.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
he's a sir, too.
Well,
so.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Maybe if, I don't know, it was just Robert Plant after that,
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't know. He said, even when I make a new record, it's like, really? Has he? Oh, fancy that. Yes.
Okay.
And Warner Brothers may cast Jim Carrey as an older Joker. There are some rumblings. The website.
Oh.
Now, there's a website out there that says Joaquin Phoenix Joker would inspire Jim Carrey's Joker to become his own kind of Joker before he battles Batman. So we'll see. What was wrong with Jim Carrey? That was a great Joker, man. That was a good Joker. I don't know. It looks like there may be two Jokers.
Wait, he never played the Joker, though.
He played
the Riddler.
The Riddler, that's right. Was he the Riddler?
Yeah, he was the Riddler.
Is that what he was?
Yeah.
Who was he? Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, Jack Nicholson. I don't know. Then I don't know. But there you go.
This is where I love to sit back and just watch.
Yeah, I know.
But I can see him playing a really bad Joker. Like, bad meaning, like, really good acting.
Yes.
Bad Joker.
Agree. He's old enough to do that now. I think it'd be good.
Take the mask
together.
Like, 1,000 times worse.
Exactly.
Okay.
That is my take. Sponsored by D.R. Horton, America's Builder and Equal Housing Opportunity Builder.
Glad we figured that out. If you've listened to this show at all for any length of time, on the air and even off the air to us, Carla, then Morty, our executive producer, has put out the fact that he has a small crush on Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
And we've always asked everybody we've known, if you have a connection to her.
Yes.
We've never had her on the show. I don't think.
I would love to get her on the show. I would love to introduce her to more. Go grab coffee or something. She's single now. I know that it's a tough time.
Morty, you're single.
Yes.
Yeah. But
okay.
Just to hang out.
That'd be a good hang.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. You guys are right around the same age, too.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to us. We sound like those idiots who try to fix people up. Why?
Yeah.
Well, you're both tall.
And we're so those other people that swear they'd never do that.
Yes, exactly. How come? They both have dark hair, and Morty's from Hawaii. Kelly's been to Hawaii.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't we?
She has the magnet.
Yeah. Yes.
So the one person that Carla and I have in common is one of the best people in town who knows everybody.
Yeah.
Both inside of town and outside is Laura Herlovich.
Yes.
Longtime PR person. We've known her forever.
Right. If anybody can do this, she can.
Right, Laura? I mean, you know Kelly Clarkson.
I don't know if I have a connection to her. I have met her. I used to have connections to her. I can certainly reach out and see if they're all still connected.
Okay.
Most of my connectivity with her was during her post-Idol days.
Right.
So it's been a few years. But I could certainly reach out. I spent an entire evening with her one time, arranged to have her hair and makeup done. She was in Vegas to do something, and they needed someone to come in and help her pick out what dress she was going to wear. She was absolutely lovely.
Well, isn't there a connection then when you do a sisterhood thing? I mean, you help with the dress, the makeup, and the hair. Doesn't that last forever?
Yeah.
You know, I wish it did.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I'm not talking about, you know, superstar PR person. I'm just talking about as women, isn't there a connection when you help somebody like that with their hair, makeup, dress, and all that other stuff?
Uh-huh.
Isn't there that unbroken bond?
You'd like to think so, but obviously she was kind of, you know, touring around at the time, so she probably had a Laura in every city. So I want to think I was too special.
But there's a connection. There is somewhat of a connection there.
Right, so there's a possibility.
Yes. Yeah.
I am still friends with her publicist. So what exactly, you're wanting to reach out to Kelly because you want to introduce her to your producer?
He has a big crush on Kelly Clarkson. He just thinks she's amazing.
Like
he thinks
we all
she's
do.
Amazing. And he thinks she's just like the real deal and a real person. And Morty is very much that, a real person. And we just thought, you know, she's going through a divorce and maybe they may not meet on Tinder, but maybe they could meet, you know.
And Morty very single.
Yes, he's very single. And Morty's a good catch.
Right.
If I'm putting myself in Kelly's shoes, has he ever been divorced and he could share those stories with her?
But
you know what? He could make them up.
He could.
You know me, Laura. I could help him with those stories.
Listen.
You could, Mike. I've been to a few of those videos.
Listen. Here's the thing. He is no drama Morty. No drama Morty. Maybe they could at least do like a Zoom coffee.
Right.
Something like that.
At the least.
Yeah.
Let me put it like this, and Carla, tell me if you don't agree. Morty's as real as they get.
Yes, he is. Do you still have that hair and makeup person, Laura?
William Watley on call.
There we go.
All right, Laura, thank you so much. Laura Herlovich, ever amazing Laura Herlovich.
Yes. We'll keep in touch. We'll see what we can find out.
This is awesome. All right, Laura, you're the best.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you later.
So that's the first step.
Yeah, and she's back in L.A. now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to start, I don't know, just going to start calling.
Okay.
Gonna start calling Kelly Clarkson's and see, hey, is this you? Since you've been gone. No, you don't know that song?
No.
All right.
This will be your Christmas gift.
Oh.
If it works out.
Kelly Clarkson. There you go, Maury.
Thank God it's not my birthday again.
Yes.
No.
Right.
All right. We'll work on that. Laura's great. She'll get it done. Play a round of Say It and Win. How many times can you say 96.3 KKLZ in 10 seconds? 702-739-9636. Carla, we have Jackie on the phone. Jackie, you ready to play Say It and Win?
Yes, I am.
All right. Every time you say 96.3 KKLZ within 10 seconds, it's $10 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel. And you're automatically qualified for that grand prize, the 3-day, 2-night family getaway for four to Kanab, courtesy of the Kane County Office of Tourism. If you're ready to go, here we go. Start the clock in 3, 2, 1, go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Clearly, she was going for enunciation.
Yes, she enunciated.
Yes.
That was very nice.
Five times. So you got $50 in free play at the Silverton Casino Hotel. And you're already in for the grand prize from the Kane County Office of Tourism. That includes the 3-day, 2-night stay at the New Timber and Tin Vacation Rental, guided tour to Peekaboo with Coral Cliffs Tours, and dinner for four at Houston's in Kanab. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Oh, thank you.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-855. Sorry, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Boy, if this hasn't happened more than once to you, a person, a guy in England needed to be rescued by the police after his girlfriend lost the key to their erotic handcuffs.
Oh, man. That sucks when that happens.
So they had to call a bobby.
Oh, man.
Say, hey, my boyfriend's stuck
in it. I hope it was worth it. I hope it was worth it prior to the call.
Yeah. Well, you never know. This is a weird story. A woman in Oklahoma got pulled over. Ends up, she had a suspended license and a warrant. She tried to get out of the ticket. Well, here's the audio. Okay. Listen to this and how she tried to get out of the ticket.
Your license is suspended.
Why?
I don't know. And now I'm waiting to see if you have warrants through Woods County. And
poop so bad.
What?
Where do you think I was going?
Hey, man.
She had to poop.
I have to poop so bad. Oh, man. Wow.
She tried to get out of it by saying it was her birthday and that she needed to poop.
You just try everything you have, Missy. That's
throw
great.
Throw it out there.
It's my birthday. I have to poop. I'm going to a funeral. What will work? Jeez.
A, B, or C. Take your pick.
I'll take my shirt off. What do you want me to do?
Cops didn't let her go. She sped off.
Oh, yeah, I would too.
Yeah. Jeez.
But I love how the cop says, where do you think I was going?
Yeah, I know. Dude. Okay, everybody hold it now.
After a high-speed chase on several felony charges, she was booked and arrested.
Okay, well.
That's a poopy situation.
Yeah, it is.
Look at Morty.
It
sure is. Sorry, what's wrong, ma'am?
So bad.
Where do you think I was going?
Yeah, I gotta poop. It's my birthday.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, there's your twofer right there. Listen, woman in England, she was injured. She was filming a Snapchat video. She was hanging out of her car. Lost her balance and boop right out of the car.
Really?
I don't mean to laugh. Yes. Yes. Medics arrived. She's going to be okay, but she had a few, you know, bumps and bruises there. Yeah. Is it that important to some? It is, I suppose. And this is a sad story. Leah Parker, all out of England today. She can't drive anymore because her chest is too big.
Oh.
She's a 32 double N.
Whoa.
You think?
Ow! Now, she's had 5 breast enhancement surgeries. She says sleeping and jogging are nearly impossible.
Uh-huh.
I would imagine so. It's hard for me, girl. Jeez. Now, she does make about $15,000 a month modeling.
Modeling sure what?
She doesn't need to drive.
I'm sure modeling nothing, Mike, except those 32 double N's right there. Yeah.
Double N's.
Wow. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. There you go.
Look at Morty counting on his fingers.
Morty's, I know. And that's a 32. I'm just going to share a little bit with you. I'm a 36C.
Let me see. Okay.
Okay, that's what I am. They're pretty normal, pretty standard.
Yeah. But double is
double
like,
N. Yeah, I mean, you might as well. I don't know why they
I think
do.
Jody's a little bit bigger
like
than you.
D's.
A full alphabet and then more than half.
Yes.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah, that's too much. Even for me, and you know how I feel about those.
Yeah, I know. What do you do with that? What do you even
do
with
know.
That? I don't know. You guys are so distracted that you're not doing anything with that.
No, you're not.
What are these?
You're like overwhelmed.
My back hurts.
Yes. And most women will tell you that. I don't know how she gets through life, quite honestly. I mean, I know how she gets through life, but I don't know.
Well, $15,000 a month?
Yeah, she brought it on herself.
I'm going to tell you something. When she's about 50, she's going to be, my back. I can't even stand anymore. I can't. What?
She'll get rid of them.
Yeah. Bowling team? No, I don't think so. Thank you, though, Phil and Bob. I appreciate it. It's Monday, and I'll tell you what. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. Such a simple story out of Gretna, Virginia, a Dairy Queen, to be exact. 250 drive-through customers paid it forward. This was over the weekend. It started at 7 a.m. It lasted till 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
Wow.
200. Now, might I say... The Gretna, Virginia population is a little over 1,200 people.
Oh.
So a quarter of the population there paid it forward. Now, in case you're wondering where the Dairy Queen is in Gretna, it's right next to Carter's Speedy Mart, just across the way from Perkins Tire and Auto. I had to look it up.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, well, then, 250 drive-through customers.
There's a good chance they all knew each other.
Oh, I'm sure they did. So there was going to be a lot of guilt if you didn't buy the next cone. Yes,
if you were the one that snapped the streak.
Hey, Bob, how you doing over there? That's right. You know I'm right next to you down the road. Yeah. So, yeah.
Way to go, Phil.
Yeah, yeah.
Phil just broke it.
We didn't know. He just broke it right up.
Well, that's a great story.
It really is. You know, what, like 22 or so percent of the population. That's pretty cool.
Could
that's
we do that here? Cool. Do you think we could do that here?
Oh, I think we could totally do it.
250?
I don't know if the drive-thru would, you know, definitely. I mean, that's a wraparound. And there's not much there where that Dairy Queen is. But, yeah, I think we could do that. Yeah.
All right.
Listen,
let's think about that.
I've been to the Starbucks up the way, you know, at 10 in the morning or 9 in the morning. And it's like, good Lord, it seems like there are that many there at that time.
Right.
So
it's a great story.
And my Dairy Queen is a death trap. They're drive-thru.
You have a drive-thru? See, yeah. Mine's a walk-in.
It wraps around the building, and it's really narrow.
Man, come on. Keep it going, people.
People got to be positive, though. We can do this easily.
Yeah. Got to have your credit card or money ready.
Yeah.
Ready to go. Okay. I mean, you don't have to do a time limit or anything.
Right.
But, you know.
Could go all day.
And so you're like, wait, they ordered what?
Yeah.
How much?
Yeah. That's going to be us.
There's only one person in the car.
It's always me when I buy my iced tea. It's like, well, okay, I'll get there.
That's why I'm saying we kick it off and then we drive away.
Yeah, I know.
Put the pressure on everybody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to start one of those.
Anytime you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Better yet, just give us a call if it's a local story. We want to hear your version of that. 9:41, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush will keep you company throughout the better part of the day. Sponsored by Virtual Tour. Take a virtual tour of your future home at HarmonyHomes.com. HarmonyHomes.com. Recapping the show, Raiders! You can't say go Raiders or Raiders go. It's just Raiders.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Tonight, big game over at the Roomba.
Over at, yes, exactly.
The billion-dollar Roomba.
Over at the Vader.
At Legion Stadium. So big game tonight, Monday Night Football. Used lingerie, is that something you hand down, pass over to your next-door neighbor?
No.
That's what Dave wanted to know this morning. Kelly Clarkson got the wheels going now.
I know. I'm excited.
Morty has that crush on Kelly Clarkson. We thought, well, she's divorced. Let's do the hookup. So we got that going. And by the way, it's the big virtual More Than Pink Walk happening Saturday. You can join Team Mike and Carla, form your own team, at least make a donation in the name of somebody affected by breast cancer. All the information, again, on our website at 96.3KKLZ.com. Tap the free KKLZ app. We're looking for 25 super team members to join our team. And again, all the info on the website or the app. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.